From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Potentially good news if you are a fan of the kung fu film genre. Today, there's been an announcement that the Weinstein brothers of Pulp Fiction fame are setting up a $285 million investment fund to focus on films made in Asia or with Asian themes. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, first of all, why Asia?
Alex, it's basically the new darling of the global film industry. Asian filmmaking is growing faster than any other market, and the Weinsteins want a piece of it. There's India's famous Bollywood, of course, and there's also a lot of growth in China, which has seen box office receipts swell about 31% as the government begins to crack down on piracy there. Asian films are also doing well with American audiences. Just look at the surprise Korean hit, The Host. And then there's the star power of actors like Jackie Chan that translates into box office hits here in the States as well as abroad. You take all of these factors and they're fueling projections that investments in Asian films will increase by 6% a year to about $23 billion by the end of the decade. And that kind of growth is probably very tempting to the Weinsteins. Their box office revenue has fallen about 84% this year, so they're looking for a boost.
Now, if you may recall, the Weinsteins are the guys behind films like The English Patient. They were the Miramax guys. What exactly are they going to be doing in Asia?
Well, they're really trying to – basically, they're trying to capitalize on this new marriage between Wall Street and Hollywood, as well as the trend towards Asian films doing really well in the global marketplace. And according to some in the industry, this appears to be the first time this whole model, the Wall Street model, has been used to fund Asian films. And we're not talking about a small number. The Weinstein's fund will produce and market 31 films over the next 6 years, all of them shot in Asia and spotlighting rising stars there. But it looks like one of the first films to go through the fund will be an English language film called My Blueberry Nights, which is a romance starring Jude Law and singer Norah Jones. The Weinsteins have hired Goldman Sachs to raise the bulk of the $285 million for this fund. And if the current trend among hedge funds and private equity groups funding the movie industry has any sway, they shouldn't have a hard time raising that cash.
Is Wall Street ready for the potential risks? I mean, Asian films have been a success, but you never know what's going to be big and what's going to be a flop.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern, and there's no real precedent for this model being applied to Asian films. But you look at some American films, like the recent flop Poseidon, which flopped terribly at the box office, and about half of the funding for that film came from a hedge fund-backed venture called Virtual Studios, which took about a $50 to $125 million loss on the film. Hedge funds are definitely getting smarter about how they do this, basically averaging out over about 30 films the profits.
Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.